ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Translation. O Narada, the Lord spoke, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service, who are not completely free from all material taints, can hardly see me. Please repeat after me. O Narada, the Lord spoke, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. Papa, by Srila Prabhupada. Personality of Godhead is described in Bhagavad Gita as the most pure, the supreme, and the absolute truth. There is no trace of tinge of materiality in his person. Thus, one who has slightest tinge of material affection cannot approach him. The beginning of devotional service starts from the point when one is freed from at least two forms of material modes, namely the mode of passion, mode of ignorance. The result is exhibited by the signs of being freed from kama, means lust, and lobha, covetousness. That is to say, one must be freed from the desires for sense satisfaction and avarice for sense gratification. Yes? A-V-R-I-C, how is it? Avarice. That means insatiable desire, insatiable greed for wealth or all this. They say dictionary. The balanced mode of nature is goodness. And to be completely free from all material tinges is to become free from the mode of goodness also. To search the audience of God in a lonely forest is considered to be in the mode of goodness. One can go out into the forest to attain spiritual perfection, but that does not mean that one can see the Lord personally there. One must be completely free from all material attachment, be situated on the plane of transcendence, which alone will help the devotee get in personal touch with the personality of Godhead. The best method is that one should live at a place where the transcendental form of the Lord is worshipped. The temple of the Lord is a transcendental place, where the forest is a materially good habitation. A neophyte devotee is always recommended to worship the deity of the Lord, Archana, rather than go into the forest to search out the Lord. Devotion service begins from the process of Archana, which is better than going out in the forest. In his present life, which is completely free from all material hankerings, Sri Narada Muni does not go into the forest, although he can turn every place into Vaikuntha. By his presence only, he travels from one planet to another to convert men, gods, kinnaras, gandharvas, rishis, munis, and all others to become devotees of the Lord. By his activities, he has engaged many devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and many others in the transcendental service of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, follows the footprints of great devotees like Narada and Prahlada and engages his whole time in glorifying the Lord by the process of kirtana. Such a preaching process is transcendental to all material qualities. So you see, you should read it very carefully. And listen is also very careful. You say, Sususu Sadhadhan. If you hear with rapt attention from a person who has control over his senses, in other words, who is realized soul, then Vasudeva Katharuchi will develop a test for Krishna Katha. And also, with bhakti you will have all this of punna. This is called, you say. Here it is saying for emphasizing preaching. If we preach Krishna Katha, repeat what our previous acharya, which is sum and substan, depending on time, circumstances and places, Prabhupada gave, we simply repeat. We simply read Prabhupada's book, act, think and preach. Then it will be effective. Fully effective. Effective. Result is, when Prabhupada is going to America without getting any help in India, nobody is giving his son. Prabhupada wanted to give him training, give them, so that they are born, they are fortunate, being born in India. And they should go to preach Krishna concept. Rather, they are imitating many young boys there. So Prabhupada thought, let me go to such places where they are imitating those countrymen, boys and girls, Indian. That is America, Russia, Prabhupada too. He rather went to America. And he, before he arrived, he could see, and in a prayer he is telling to the Lord, my dear Lord, this country I find is full of people are in mode of passion and ignorance, working very, very hard, their desire to enjoy. Everywhere is there, there is too much working hard and too much enjoyment. Who will listen? Krishna Katha. They don't listen. But you are a most topmost mystic. You are Yogeshwara. He used some other word. There's somebody who plays with a toy, pull the string and toy dancing. So giving the example, Prabhupada said, you can also, you have brought me here, my dear Lord. I don't have any qualification. But you must have some mission, a purpose to bring me here. I have come, took seriously the words of my Guru, and to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you may bring words from my lips, and they may be such words that they may be attracted. They will listen. Hari Katha. And that happened. Then he is probably saying, then, tata rajastamu bhava. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam. You should read the first canto is there, all these verses. Prabhupada often quote. Then, though they are maybe in a mode of ignorance and passion, especially, all this mode they will be free from. But the symptom, tada rajastamo bhava, kamo lovate ascari, all their material desires, they will be free from. Symptomized by material desire and this possessiveness and covetousness to material things, either as gross or subtle. Cheta etre nivadam sthitam satte prasidati. one can come if somebody says natam sakadake nashta prayesu avadresu. Though we have got kasai within our heart, everybody, from time immemorial, so much dust. I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, Chinese, Russian. This is the hardcore past we have to become free from. Dehatta buddhi, thinking this body is me. They are called gokhara. Till we are, will remain the animal platform, more or less. That is, they say, Rishabdev said, Prabhupada used to often quote that verse. Nayam deha, you are not this body, no ayam deha, this body not you. Deha bhajan niloke, this material is not meant for your enjoyment through this body and senses. Are you doing that? You can ask ourselves. Kastan kaman bibhuja, work very, very hard, like hawks and dogs, to enjoy through our senses as much as we can. Satisfy our senses. Like birbhujan, hawks and dogs. Birbhujan means who eat stool. Tapodibbam, my dear son, the 100th son of Rishabdev. Rishabha means greatest. God is greatest only. Who can be greater than God? So Rishabdev, he is also guru. Father is the first guru, father and mother to the children. If they are Vaishnava, of course, and make them Vaishnava. That is what Prabhupada wants us. So Rishabdev is teaching us. Prabhupada taught us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught us. Bhaktisiddhanta, of course, he was all life celibate. But those who are Grihastha, they all know. They are guru. Also, spiritual master is like a father, a teacher to their student. They teach this. He is teaching us. So Prabhupada said, this movement is tadera charana sevi. We should follow their footprints, we serve them. Through their bani, following their instruction, then what will happen? Though we have got so much contamination within our heart, I'm thinking I am man, I am woman, I am Brahmin, I am sannyasi. No, you are not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, you are trying to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the top devotee of Krishna. You are devotee, Brajavasi. There are 24 hours engaged in the service of Krishna. In the language of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is Brajavasi idea. You've got natural attraction here, of course, for Krishna. Do we have natural attraction? I think hardly any. Forgive me if I may be wrong. Somebody may have. That is Brajavasi. Natural attraction for Krishna. We have very good. But we are trying. We are doing sadhana so that we have. It is already there. Just a boy and a girl, nobody teach. Go to school or college. So that you are attracted to each other. No. It is already there. It is already there, our attraction towards Krishna. But it is covered. It is dormant state. You have to wake it up. How? Under the guidance of a pure devotee. The symptom is given. And trained up. So Prabhupada trained them. And within 10 years, we find Hare Krishna is a household word. Though, as the day goes, how many sticks to, that is question also. Unless you are pure, unless you strictly follow the instruction of Guru, you cannot stick to Krishna consciousness. Unless you are obedient, unless you are submissive. But if you add, if you subtract what pure devotee gave, everything will be watered down. Only external tilak mala and what God knows and acharya say. You can make a passport, get a passport. To get visa is difficult. That is God. That is pure devotee will give you. How much you read Ujjal Nilimani or what? That is mental. You have to become free from this. Krishna is parabrahma paramdhama pavitram paramam. He is supremely pure. To associate with him, to understand him, we have to become pure. And pure means Harihi Nirguna Sakkar. Hari is definitely Nirguna. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. And how can he become free from three modes of material nature? Krishna is saying, mamcha jo abhivicharena, one with unalloyed devotion, renders devotional service to the Lord. Bhakti yoga na sevate. What is bhakti yoga? We all know. Anna vilasa. Give up all material desire. Jnana karmadi. Jnani wants mukti. Karmi, sense grad. Up to post of Indra, Brahma. Or name, fame, adoration. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, you want to go back to Godhead? You want to become a pure Vaishnava? Ask yourself, you are free from Kanaka? Yeah, want to possess wealth? Anything material, attractive. Kamini, sense object. Pratishtha, position, designation, name, fame, adoration. Are you free? Then you are a Vaishnava. So we can ask ourselves. It is an institution. We have to, depending on time, circumstance, places and their quality, we have to make somebody this post, that post, that. It's all right. But Krishna will check. You are a Vaishnava? You have got 26 qualities? Are you a Vaishnava? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chaitamita mentioned. You simply surrender completely, you gradually develop all the qualities of a Vaishnava. Krishna told to conversation before leaving from our material vision to Uddhava, I am going back to spiritual world. So, I will come with you. Uddhava said, no, you go to Badrinath. Then, at that time he has got conversation, he was telling about devotional service. We can read in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, conversation between Uddhava and Krishna. There, he is telling, who is a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? It is not so easy. Who is a pure devotee? There are 28 symptoms. And Prabhupada said, when you go to bed and sleep, listen Krishna Katha from Krishna book, which is the essence of 10th canto. I gave, in short, sum and substance. I don't know, any moment I may leave, but I want you, as I took seriously the words of my Guru, you should also take. And try to implement it, fulfill his desire. You should also. As now, Krishna consciousness has got a footing, people now respect us. And by Krishna's grace, by Guru Maharaj's grace, something we fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As I did, I also want you, you follow the instruction of your Guru. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, commented on the verse of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7. Bhavasaptika buddhi eki hakun. If you take instruction, you have got a bhavasaptika buddhi, intelligent, what? And the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, strictly follow instruction. Take his word. Guru mukha padavakka chittete koriyavikha. All instruction of the Guru. A Sadguru, pure devotee, you meditate and try with body, mind and words, put into practice. Don't add, don't subtract. Then one day you will find gradually you will achieve perfection. God is perfectly perfect. And for living entity like us, there is no such thing perfectly perfect. There is no end of perfection. So don't be complacent. Overnight I have become perfect, now I can do whatever I like. No. Then the result may not be very pleasant. From the history, devotee sees this thing. That is the experience of the devotee. Better not try to eat the jackfruit, which is not ripe yet, naturally in the tree. And by artificially, you put some carbide or anything and ripe, you won't find taste. Rather, all the sticky things will get stuck in your beard or moustache. Be natural. Follow the footprints of Mahajana. Mahajana Jenagata Sapanta. Then Dibya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. Everything will be revealed. Krishna is within our heart. You see, you are eligible. You are adhikari. Then he will give you knowledge. Then he will tell what is your relationship with Krishna. In general, we know we are servant of Krishna. Everybody is subordinate to Krishna. Also to us, Radharani is subordinate to Krishna. Not more than that. Because we have got contamination still within our heart. We are not come to the Nirguna state. We can see here what Prabhupada is saying. Then when you come to Vishuddha Satta, just like Vasudeva. Vasudeva and Devaki, when they come to know our son, he is God, he is Dibba, Janma Karma, Janma, his appearance, he is Dibba, he came in front of us, yellow garment, Kastuba jewel, peacock feather. This is not ordinary birth. But Kamsa is coming soon, please. You know, do something. Kamsa will soon come. He turned into a baby. Then he said, take me to where Mother Yashoda is, whatever, crossing the Jamuna. And before he going to do this, carry out his instruction, they are praying. His Lord, Vasudeva Devaki, they are praying. Then, being very pleased, the Lord said, forgive me, I have got, my memory is not so sharp now, if little mistake, check out in Krishna book, I am just repeating from Prabhupada's Krishna. And there, Krishna then replied to their prayer, my dear mother, you too did so much austerity, taking leaves falling from the tree. And the severe austerity for 1,200 or 1,000 years in terms of, I think, demigods' calculation, heavenly planets' calculation. I was very pleased. Both of you were lived a controlled life as husband and wife. And I was very pleased seeing your purity, my dear mother. And you wanted a wonderful boon from me. You wanted not liberation, not going back to Godhead, but you wanted me as your son and didn't ask anything. I was very pleased with you. You can see what they did for 3 lives like that. In other words, you have to pay a price. That is sadhana. That is the same thing. Rishabhdev said, my dear son, tapo dibbam, do tapasya. Prabhupada also gave us, do little tapasya. Just stick to follow what I say. And Guru is in the heart. He will guide us. According to our eligibility. See how much you deserve and accordingly. Krishna also. So tapo dibbam, you do tapasya. This is tapasya. We don't like to get up early in the morning, take bath. I don't like. But time will come, we may have a higher taste, rasavajjam, then we'll give up. Inferior thing which you are attracted to in our past. Object of senses, of eyes, of tongue, of nose, of ear, of mind. That Vasudev, before Krishna was born, he had got so many things. That is, Vishnu Chakravarti explained. Vasudeva may not have, but he is like an embodiment of Satchidananda or something. You see in Krishna book or Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned all this. I mean, I have a good memory. Maybe Devaki is the embodiment of Satchidananda. And Vasudeva, Sattam Vishuddham, he is the embodiment of Vishuddha Satta. No tinge of lust. And this covetousness. And you see the Kamsa, before Krishna appeared, and he killed other 6 sons of Devaki Vasudeva, symbolizing that Vishnu Chakravarti said, kama, lust, krodha, anger, which leads us to hell, lobha, covetousness or greediness, moha, illusion, mad means, check out, I won't see what English proper word Prabhupada said, maybe everything arrogance, aisharja or pride, matsarja, enviousness. It takes time. Then what happened? Then Lord comes. Not Lord Krishna, but Galadev. Because Galadev is the expansion of what Krishna uses. Krishna's stick, Krishna's rope, Krishna's bed. These are expansion of Galadev in terms of philosophy. So Galadev came. Unless there is suitable asana, bed, how Krishna can come and sit? So Galadev came. Then Krishna's order, Yogamaya, try, transfer him to Rohini's womb. Transfer. Now Krishna came. Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared. So the commenting is, comment by our Acharya is, so when you become free from this, then you will feel the presence of Krishna by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Offenselessly, offenselessly, being free from 10 offenses. My dear Radharani, in a mood of prayer, and thinking ourselves lower than straw in a strittina dhoki sunichena, taru ribasaina, being very tolerant, somebody is insulting, harassing. Draupadi was harassed, insulted, worst possible way. She tolerated. Haridas Thakur tolerated. All the 5 Pandavas tolerated. We have, they paid price. They don't require, but to teach us. Teach us. They get devotees, they see Krishna. Duryodhana also saw Krishna, but Duryodhana didn't see God because he didn't realize he is God. See the difference. Kunti is telling, Pashyamapi, na Pashyati, though Duryodhana is seeing, but still he is not seeing. And though Panchapandav, Draupadi, Bhishma, Kunti, Draupadi seeing, at the same time they are seeing he is Krishna, they are realizing. See the subtle difference. And see their quality, their character. So Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for changing our character. Have we undergone a change of character or bad habits? Or still attached? Now what I like, I offer to Krishna and eat it. Will that be available in the spiritual world? I don't know. Check out. Check out. Krishna is saying what he likes. Patram puspam phalam tovam. He did not say other thing. Be careful. And check out where Prabhupada also says that all these things. To eat. Check out. Just I am giving an example. Don't mind anybody. I know nothing. I am simply repeating what Prabhupada said. When Prabhupada went to a place, what food? Prabhupada, this is this. All right. Did I ask you to offer this? Oh, this is vegetarian. What did I ask you to cook? Because you are what you eat. How to cook? Rice, dal, sabji, chapati. Oh. Can you please cook? Again. Can you offer to the deity? Do you mind if I eat it? Didn't say. So I am also a follower of Prabhupada, follower of previous Acharya. So it's repeating what he says. Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was reading many books. Then his guru said, what are you doing? Did I ask you to read all this? There's so much knowledge there in Veda Upanishad. I ask you to chant Hare Krishna. Then I remain, you are a fool! I remain fool and started chanting Hare Krishna. One day I find I can't control myself. The holy name is chanting. Holy name is dancing on my lips. I have no control over it. I told my Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, what shall I do? What happened? When I chant, I become mad. That means I sometimes laugh, I sometimes cry, and I have no control over myself. His Guru said, I am very pleased with you. Then Prabhupada commented, we should be full, present ourselves to Guru. Don't think I become very, I know so much. No. No. Remain a fool, that is good for you. And just do what he said, and see what happens. That Brahmin in South India, in Srirangam, his guru said, read Bhagavad Gita, but he doesn't know, he's illiterate, but he's trying to read. And sometimes tears roll down his eyes. So the Mahaprabhu said, looks like it's not ordinary tears. Out of maybe ecstasy, he's crying. He said, why you cry? So the Mahaprabhu embraced him. Then he explained why he's crying. My guru said, to read Bhagavad Gita every day, but I am illiterate. But what can I do? I am simply carrying out his order. Oh, it seems like you are in ecstasy, you are crying. Yes. When I read this book, that mention, I don't remember exactly, maybe he is feeling the presence that Krishna, though God, he is becoming servant of his friend or a disciple Arjuna and carrying his order and taking, as Arjuna says, take my chariot in between the two rival armies. And he went there. And he can feel his presence or see, something like that. You see in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamita, it is there. Chaitanya Bhagavatam is probably. The Prabhupada mentioned, comment on that, his lecture. So, our business is like that. What Rishabhdev said, Bharat Maharaj did. And what happened to Bharat Maharaj? He came up to Bhava stage. Still, one day, the slightest little mistake he did, he saw in Pulaha Ashram, he was doing his sadhana according to the instruction of his father or guru. But a lion, he heard the sound, lion roar, and a deer, she deer, got nervous. Out of fear of life, she jumped near a small brook or a river, and she has, I don't know, called miscarriage, and she died. But child born, little baby deer, and he saw, what will happen? Bharat saw, what will happen to this deer? Maybe I take care. This is the beginning. Out of compassion he did, but what happened? He neglected his gradual, his devotional service to take care of this. He used to think of he taking care, caressing him, loving him, neglecting his gradual, his devotional service. One day he couldn't find that deer. Maybe God somewhere. So he's thinking, maybe ferocious animal there in the forest. So he went out. He left his ashram looking for that deer. Where is he? My dear. And suddenly, in the darkness, fell from a hill or a cliff. And in that state, when he was absorbed in thought of the dear loving, he left his body. So next life, again he has to come as a deer. But he did devotional service. So again he was going where there is Harikatha, saintly person. You see there, resolve. His attachment, they missed it. Then he has to get three life. This time when he was going to leave his body, he was absorbed in the thought of the Lord. The next life, he got it. Perfect person, Jalabhara, pretending to be man, but actually he is Krishna conscious. First class Brahmin's house he was born, and always thinking of Krishna, and ultimately achieved perfection. So three life it took. We should meditate on this, and we should try to learn. This is what Prabhupada says. This is Mahajan. Then, Narad Muni, this happened. We shouldn't take things cheaply. So there are stages. Sraddha, you have got faith. Do you believe what Krishna said? No, this sloka I believe. No. You have to, when you believe all the sloka what Krishna said. Believe means accept with body, mind, world. Are you doing that? Then what happened? You come to Vishuddha Satta. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti jogata bhagavat tattva vijnana. You understand the science of God. Mukta sangasya jayate, he becomes a liberated soul. Bhiddate hridaye gantis, whatever attachment you have got, not within your heart. Strongest attachment we have got. That means body and other things. Things related to the body. Cut to pieces, just an axe cut. Bhiddate hridaye gantis, deep within our heart, whatever the attachment we have got, will be cut to pieces. Siddhante sarva samsa, all the doubts we have got will be all cleared up. Now, have you come to that stage? Please, let us check out. Then you'll know where we are situated. What sort of Vaishnava we are? We are Kanishtadika, Madhyamadika, Uttamadika, or what? What can you preach? Am I eligible to say all these things or no? If I am not saying, then we are taking risk, running some risk. Better remain humble and repeat what Guru said and check where I am situated. and see how much I have made advancement. You are supposed to be preacher, everybody. That means Madhya Madhikar. That means you stay away. Those are enviers of devotional service, Krishna devotees. Those are ignorant, preach to them, try to bring them to Krishna consciousness. Become Krishna consciousness. Also, practice Krishna consciousness. Also, ask others to practice Krishna consciousness. Serve who are more advanced than you. Those who are equal, we make friendship, devotee. And those who are not so advanced, help them. Try to develop love for Krishna. This is Madhya Madhika. This is Prabhupada expect us to be as a preacher. That is says, Kirtana, distribute book. But don't forget to read the book also. Otherwise it could be, who knows? But many people also sell books in a bookshop, religious shop. They sell simply Bhagavad Gita. At the same time we come to Mangalarati. Don't neglect your Mangalarati. And listening Srimad Bhagavatam, morning, evenings, and functions of the temple, attending, taking prasad cooked by the devotee, maintain your purity. Avoid materialistic people as much as possible and preach Krishna consciousness. Then we will feel the presence of the Lord one day. Then whether you are in Baba, whether in Nishtha, whether in Ruchi, the stages there, it is a science. Adau Shraddha must have first faith in the words of Guru and the scripture. Then Bhajanakriya, as we are doing and taking initiation when you are serious, then become free from anatta, all unwanted, dirty things within our heart. Thereby become Nishtha. Nishtha means incessantly practice Krishna consciousness. Then Ruchi, have you developed a taste for Krishna Katha, Harinam? Of course you have taste for Krishna Prasad. If it is cooked by the devotee and what Krishna wants, that is very good. If something else, I don't know. Because it will determine your destination. Those things, if you are attached to, are not available in the spiritual world, then you have to go there. Because you are attached to. Then ruchi, then asakti, without which you can't live. Asakti means attachment. Then above that, higher state, when it comes to maturity, asakti, then ruchi, nishtha, ruchi, bhava, preliminary stage, this bharata came. In this stage. Still he fell down. Because the one Baba stage that is permanent. May not be permanent to us. Then come Rati. That is love of God. If you come to Prema Bhakti Jaya Hoite Abhidya, then you are free from Maya. Otherwise difficult. You are running the risk. I think 2 minutes here I have given instruction. By the temple authority sounds, manager, please accept my humble obeisances. I also pay obeisances. Due to other temple program, the Srimad Bhagavatam class should be finished by 9 a.m. And it is 2.5 minutes to go as far as I can see with my eyes, with glasses. Finished by 9 a.m. This includes the question and answer, part of the lecture. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, I don't know how I can answer, but still you can ask. Because I have to follow Prabhupada's instruction. And also obey the manager. I think. Otherwise, answer, I'll try if I know. After 9 sometime, I'm here always. I'll try if I know. Or you can make comment. In my watch, it is 9 past, so I thank you very much. May Prabhupada bless you. You remain Prabhupada Anuga. Hare Krishna.